Hey friends, and welcome to this special bonus episode of It's About Time. I'm just going to cut to the chase and go ahead and let you know that I am thrilled to introduce you to today's bonus guest, Kat Schmoyer. Kat is multi-passionate, to say the least, a dreamer of big things. She's a coach and a small business cheerleader. She's the wedding planner behind Dear Sweetheart Events, helping couples say I do at Big Spring Farm in Lexington, Virginia. And she's the founder and host of Creative at Heart, an educational brand that hosts one of the creative industry's leading conferences. On Monday, March 1st, the doors officially opened to Creative at Heart Round 10, an annual conference all about practical, tangible education paired with heartfelt hand-me-the-tissues moments. Creative at Heart aims to equip small business owners with tools for growth while also encouraging them toward their big dreams. Creative at Heart Round 10 will take place in person at the gorgeous Winmock at Kinderton, one of the premier event venues in the American South, located in Bermuda Run, North Carolina, July 19th through the 22nd. But if you can't make it to North Carolina, you can experience Creative at Heart virtually from your sofa in your favorite PJs. I am thrilled to be a Creative at Heart Round 10 educator and will be leading a visionary pre-conference breakout session before you hop on a plane or head to the sofa to officially kick off the conference. Well, it's about time we kick off this bonus episode featuring Creative at Heart host Kat Schmoyer. So let's get this show on the road.
You're listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Around here, we believe that busy is not a badge of honor. Your host, Anna Dearman-Cornick, is here to share tips and strategies to help you make the most of your time. Listen in on real conversations and success stories to find out how other go-getters are getting things done. If you're ready to step away from the overwhelm and spend your time on what matters most, then you're in the right place. Here's your host, time management coach, Anna Dearman-Cornick.
Hey, Kat, and welcome to this super exciting bonus episode of It's About Time. I am so delighted to be spending time with you this morning. How are you?
I am just so appreciative that we're doing this together. It's so much fun. I love that we whipped it together like so quickly too.
I know. So we're recording this a week before it publishes, and I am already officially on baby watch. So we should be able to make it through this interview without me having the baby. But in the event that something happens, I'll let you know and then we'll figure it out. So really glad that we were able to make this happen.
I'm going to be watching your face. Like, does her water break? Like, did infection start? Like, what's going on right now?
I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be okay. But how hilarious would that be? That's such life, right?
Yes.
So before we officially hit record, in the intro, I gave everybody sort of your official bio and background, but I would love to hear from you in your own words how you're spending your time these days.
Well, right now, conference host hat is definitely strapped on. I feel like I run multifaceted businesses. And so I have my wedding planning company. I have my coaching brand with our shop items and our course and things like that. But I also have Creative at Heart Conference. And so right now, that is at the forefront of my mind since we just opened registration for our 10th conference. And I'm just really, really excited about what we're doing in the Creative at Heart Conference space.
Wow. So this is your 10th Creative at Heart conference.
It is.
That's got to be mind blowing. Tell me a little bit about Creative at Heart. What exactly is it? Who's it for? Just give me all of the awesome details.
I love it. So, okay. We launched our first conference in 2015. So it's been a few years now. When we first began, we were doing several conferences a year. And then
Thinking about that math. So 2015 and what year are we in now? 2021.
I know. Okay. I know. Mm-hmm. So the first 2 years, we did 3 conferences a year. Oh. So we had 6 conferences in 2 years. And then wow. I said, okay, this is fun, but I can't do this many all the time. So we scaled back. But when we scaled back, it allowed us to have even more attendees and even more educators at just one conference. So we went from our largest conference was 80 total to now being able to have 120 to 150 in this space. This is all pre-COVID. Well, I know we'll get into COVID.
Oh, yeah.
But it really allowed us to kind of lean into one conference per year and just really, in my opinion, like elevate the experience for the educators and the attendees having one a year. And also on my, like on the back end of planning, just really putting all of my time and energy into one thing versus spreading myself a little bit thin with having several a year. Our goal and our purpose has always been to create a safe, welcoming environment for all creatives. So it also made sense to have one to know like, hey, are you coming to the 2017 conference or the 2018 conference, you know, versus the creatives being separated into a variety of conferences. We're like, no, we want you all to come to one conference and all meet each other and have community in one conference. So it also like made a lot of sense with just looking at our overall brand mission and like core values to elevate it for one. But to even back up further than that, we started the conference, or I started the conference. So I was already a wedding planner. So I was in what I would consider to be a creative business. Now, granted, I don't consider myself creative in that like I'm crafty or I'm like really good at creating things. I actually am very much more logistical minded and like the time management, like that kind of stuff, which we relate to in that sense. But I started the conference because I was in the wedding industry, and I felt like back in 2015, community wasn't really a banner being waved a lot. The industry's changed a lot over the years. And so thankfully now you see hashtag community over competition, and you see, you know, that movement and people being more open to sharing their knowledge and their skill set, which is incredible. But back in 2015, it wasn't as open as it is now. And I desperately wanted to create a space that anyone could walk in those doors and be like, man, these are my people. Like I work from home. Yeah. I work with my laptop, or I work on, you know, Instagram, and I don't get to connect with people, and I don't get to ask questions, and I don't get to really elevate my business or grow your business in the way that you want. And so that was really the heart behind our first conference. We call the little tagline we use is to encourage your dreams and equip your business. So really align where you want your business to go, and then how to give you the tools you need to grow your business in the direction of those dreams. So that's definitely something we've been trying hard to do over the last 9 rounds. And now, you know, with our 10th round.
Wow. So you kicked this off back in 2015 because you saw such a gap in, you know, in the industry. There was just really a hole there. There are so many professional conferences that exist for public relations pros and architects and realtors to go and get professional development. And a lot of times their companies are footing the bill or defraying some of the costs. But it's so different, like you said, when you are a wedding planner or a calligrapher or a social media branding consultant, and you don't have someone in the next cube over necessarily to bounce ideas. And so I love that you really led the charge in, you know, creating that space and creating that opportunity for community, and that you've kept it going. So when I think of creatives, I kind of like you in the beginning said, I think of paintbrushes and I think of watercolors and I think of that artsy side of things. But how would you really define a creative or a creative entrepreneur?
This is such a good question. So obviously the name of our conference, the name of our brand is Creative at Heart. And so to take a step back even further before even defining creative, I think it's helpful to understand that for us within our brand and at our conference, we wanted people to feel like, you know what, we're all creative at heart. Like it's not about your industry. It's not about even your season of business. We have people that come that are baby business owners, literally just kicking off their LLC. And then we have have people that have scaled to multi-six figures and have a team under them. Like, we really are very dynamic in the types of creatives that are attending, which is, I feel like, pretty unique to our space. And so what we wanted was to say, like, listen, put all of that aside, put like vanity metrics aside, put revenue aside, like we are all creative at heart. And that's like the banner that we want to wave in this space. And for me, it came down to when I think creative at heart, I don't think a paintbrush or a calligraphy pen, if that's even the proper thing to say. I don't even know. I'm not a calligrapher. I guess they call it a pen. I'm
yeah.
Not really sure.
There's a holder. And then there are nibs, and then there's two different types of pen holders.
Right. I should probably know. My like Laura for Paper and Honey, she does a lot of work for me. She's probably going to text me when she listens to us and be like, Kat, we need to have like a calligraphy 101 conversation. Like, what's going on? Yeah. So clearly, I don't define creative in terms of the skill set, like the tools that you use.
And definitely not a job title then.
No, it's not a job title. I define creative at heart. Like if you're a creative, it's your heart. Like, are you somebody that said, you know what? I'm not satisfied with the 9 to 5. I want to carve my own way. Or maybe I'm in a 9 to 5, but I want to do it a little bit different. And I want to think outside of the box. And I want to think about what are ways that I can up-level my own goals, my own dreams, my own clients, my own products. Like, how can I do that? And how can I come into a space that rejoices in those differences of industry, those differences of background, and says, we're actually all more similar than we think. And let's take all of our trial and error experiences and use them together to up-level all businesses together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if there are so many different types of businesses, so many different backgrounds, so many different timelines present, what can someone expect whenever they sign up, they pay their registration, they head to this gorgeous space? What can someone expect to walk away with after attending Creative at Heart?
Yeah, such a good question. So I said in the beginning, a tagline for us, so to speak, is encouraging your dreams and equipping your business. And so we take that very seriously. We've also been dubbed the conference with all the feels, because if you're a crier, you will probably cry. Like I literally cry multiple times at every conference. And I am a crier. Like I will like own that proudly, that a commercial on Just the Right Day will bring tears to my eyes. But if you consider yourself to be a crier, you will probably cry. We actually have started using a little thing of tissues in the swag goodies for attendees on the first day, because we know that tissues are necessary. And I say that though, slightly in jest, but also because we believe that there is more to your business than just the timeline, than just the numbers, than just your Instagram followers. There is a heart behind your business, and that your heart, like your passions, your vision needs to be cultivated and needs to be like equipped to continue to do the good work that you've been charged to do in your business. And so when you come to the conference, we care about your heart. And so the keynotes, the majority of our keynotes are really focusing on the dreams and the heart part of it. You're going to get motivation. You're going to get inspiration, not fluff, not just like fluffy, oh yay, this feels good. Like we're going to give you things to do, give you practical things. We want to kick you in the pants a little bit, but we want to be motivating. We want to get to the heart of the matter. So you have those keynote sessions that hopefully do just that. But then you get into the weeds of your business and your breakout sessions. And breakout sessions are the ways that attendees get to craft their experience. So for round 10, we have 17 breakout options, and there you will get to pick 6 of the 17 options that fit your business. So things like selling via email, up-leveling your client experience, social media strategies, confidence on video, blogging workshop, like a variety of different breakout sessions. So you can decide, okay, based on my business, my clients, my services, the pain points I'm having, which breakout session fits me. And the really cool thing is this year, for the first time, we're recording all of the sessions too. So our virtual attendees and our in-person attendees will get a copy of all of the recorded sessions, so that if you don't say you pick 6 of the 17, but maybe there was 10 of the 17 that sounded really, really interesting and it was such a hard decision for you, you get recordings of all of the sessions too. So you can up level even when you get home and you're watching the recordings of the sessions.
So you're going for the experience, but you're walking away with community connection and basically an educational library.
Yes, yes. Our goal is, here's the thing, I feel like education is so important, and we know that. And there's a lot more education, honestly, because of 2020. I think so many people pivoted to sharing educational content online, and that's great. And there are some incredible educators out there. But sometimes it's hard to pick and choose what's going to be the best educator to pay for this signature course, or to pay for coaching with them, or to buy something from their shop. And so I like to think that at Creative at Heart, you get a taste of all of these really exceptional educators, whether you're hearing them from a keynote, whether you're hearing them from a breakout, or like in your case, Anna, with like sharing with our group, like pre-conference, we're doing some pre-conference sessions even this time around. Like, so trying to say, hey, listen, like I know as a business, you've got to wear a lot of hats. You've got to learn a lot about a lot. And so let us help you do that by giving you what we feel like are the best of the best in terms of educators, but also saying like, hey, learn a lot, like fill up your business playbook, but make connections too. Find your biz bestie, like find people that can understand your pain points and like cheer you on along the way. So we want to do that too.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. So Kat, you just touched on something really, really key, is that 2020 changed a lot for the creative industry, for events industries, working remotely, working from home. Just so much has changed about life in general. And I have to imagine that this has also affected what it's been like to plan a conference, because this is an in-person event. So tell me a little bit about how your planning for round 10 has been different from past editions of Creative at Heart.
Very different. So we were actually scheduled to have round 10 in 2020. And because of COVID, we originally postponed to later in the year. And then we ultimately decided to just cancel altogether. I don't regret that decision. I think 2020 just threw a lot of wrenches in plans. There's just a lot happening and a lot of pivots being made, both for us as a brand, like for me as a business owner with my wedding clients and my other online services, but also for our educators and our attendees. It was just a little bit of a scary time to say, okay, let's gather in person. And so I think it was wise for us to press pause in 2020. So stepping back into planning in 2021, I started with a clean slate. And I told, we refunded all of the attendees from 2020 and we let all of the educators go. We basically said, we are wiping the slate clean and restarting with a round 10 in 2021. And it was really hard to do that. But again, I don't regret it. We felt a lot of peace about that decision. And for us now stepping into 2021 as a host, it allowed me to say like, let's almost like pretend that didn't happen. And what would I do if this was the original 2020 conference? You know what I mean? Like, what would I do if this was the original round 10? As a host, there's the logistical end of COVID, which we can absolutely like touch on. But then for me, there's also like the heart part of it. And I care a lot about the mission and the vision and the educators that we have presenting. I really try to discern what sessions are the most appropriate for the time, and what we were going to have in 2020 wouldn't have worked in 2021. Like 2020 changed the whole ball game. It changed the game of business, whether it's pandemic conversations or like Instagram Reels, Clubhouse, you know, like just so many new things in business happened because of 2020. So I felt like I can't bring in the exact same educator lineup from 2020, cut and paste into 2021. That would do our attendees a disservice and it would do our educators a disservice. So wiping the slate clean as a host perspective, I felt like needed to happen. It also allowed me to create a new vision for our 2021 experience and just the subtle theme that's being woven throughout our educators, throughout even like our decor, like everything about it just is going to be different. And then in light of COVID, thinking through, okay, all right, we're planning a conference with the pandemic. Like, what's this going to look like? Like, what are venue restrictions? What are state restrictions? What is the CDC telling us? What is the comfort level of our educators? What's the comfort level of potential attendees? How can we be more inclusive? How can we just wrap our brains around having an event and all of the intricacies of that because of a pandemic? And so we did a call for speakers as a way to not only want to open doors for diversity and inclusivity in our lineup, but also open doors for who's comfortable applying to speak with mm-hmm. a pandemic. Like, as an educator, that is a decision that our educators have to make. So who is comfortable? Let's have a call for applications and see that. And then let's work closely with our venue to understand occupancy in the venue, social distancing for layout, and then be able to say, okay, based on attendee perspective, how many in-person attendees can we safely have in this space versus past conferences in the same space, and bringing in virtual attendees now. So many layers to like the decision of, you know, the 2021 and like moving forward. And with COVID in particular, it's not, we haven't just made a decision right now. Like, we've made a decision to host, obviously. Like, registration is live. We're so excited about in person, but we are monitoring that closely for the next 4 months leading up to the conference to make sure that we are continuing to create a safe space and that it's a priority for us to have a physically safe space for those that are there in person.
Wow. That is, I mean, that is so much. That is a lot. It's very thoughtful. It's very responsive, forward thinking, courageous as well to the way that you're approaching this. I'm so excited. And I don't think that we've mentioned this yet. Where is Creative at Heart taking place?
I know we haven't. We've been like going all over. We are going to the venue called Winmock in Bermuda Run, North Carolina in July. We've been to the Winmock before. This will actually be our third conference at Winmock. We looked at a variety of other venues this year to think through, like, should we switch it up and go to a different physical space? And we found some really great options, but the Winmock just checks literally all of the boxes. And then also in light of COVID, we've been there before. So as a host, yeah, I felt very comfortable logistically saying like, mm-hmm. yes, I can step back into that space and visually understand social distancing and ways that we can utilize the physical space with COVID at the forefront of our minds.
Yeah. So it's going to feel in a way like going home, going to a familiar place.
Absolutely. We actually love to use the phrase welcome home when stepping back into that space.
I love that. So how can anyone who is tuning in right now learn more about Creative at Heart and grab their seat, whether they decide to join us in person at Winmock in North Carolina, or if they decide to grab a virtual ticket and join us from their sofa in their PJs with their laptop?
Yes, I love it. So round10.creativeatheartconference.com has all of the information. I am also the one behind the scenes on our Instagram account. So if you DM Creative at Heart, like, it'll be me. I want to talk to you. So if you're like, I have questions, is this the right fit for me? I'm wondering about virtual versus in person or any of those things, like, please reach out. We actually have a chat feature on the website. So you're welcome to hop in there, or again, Instagram DM. We can voice DM a little bit about it. I want to make sure that everybody who joins in either capacity, in person or virtual, just doesn't have any buyer's remorse, to put it frankly. Like, I don't want you to have FOMO and I don't want you to have buyer's remorse. Like, I want you to just feel like it was a really great decision and you're super pumped about making this investment in your business. We are also, to like throw this out there, with our virtual ticket, we're working really, really hard to really create the magic of Creative at Heart in the virtual ticket. We've never offered a virtual ticket before. We've gotten requests even pre-COVID from busy mamas or others with, you know, just different rhythms of their life, and they're not able to make the commitment for in-person. And so we're super, super excited to, for the first time ever, offer this hybrid experience. And like I said, we have some really fun things in store for virtual, so that you truly feel like you are at Winmock with us in July, even though you might be at home with kids running around and like puffs on the floor and like all the things. we want to make it feel like you're with us in July too.
Oh, I absolutely love that. That is so thoughtful. And I will be sure to link up the page so that you can register, buy tickets, whether for in person or virtual, as well as how you can stay in touch with Kat and Creative at Heart on Instagram and their other social media profiles. You'll be able to find that in the show notes, which will be at aboutimepodcast.com/creative@heart. So Kat, thank you again so much for joining me for this exciting bonus episode to tell us all about Creative at Heart Round 10. Before we head out, is there anything that you would like to add or to leave us with as we head on into our weeks?
Well, I want to thank you for having me on. And I know we mentioned how quickly we did this, but I'm so grateful. And it doesn't look like you had started contractions or anything to
me. I'm good. I'm feeling great. I made it through.
Good. That's so helpful for me too. I was like, oh goodness, who do I text? Like, what do I do if things happen? So I want to thank you for having me. And for those of y'all listening, truly, I mean it. If you have questions, please reach out. Like, I care deeply about our attendees and I don't want you to feel like a number. I want to know your name. I want to answer questions that you might have. Or honestly, if you've already registered and you're just excited, tag me in the Facebook group. Like, let's chat even more. I am so excited to have the conference this year. And whether it's you're attending virtually or you're attending in person, we've got some really fun things in store for July, and it just means a lot to be able to host and to be back again after everything that 2020 threw our way. So if you have questions, reach out. Let's connect. I am definitely here to chat.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again so much, Kat, for joining me. I appreciate you so much, and I cannot wait to see you in real life in July and hopefully give you a big hug if that's allowed.
I know. I hope so. I hope so. It's like TBD. We'll see. You're like, should we hug? I don't really know, but hopefully.
Right. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Air hug. All right. Well, Kat, thanks again. I hope you have a great day. And thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And there you have it. To learn more about Kat and Creative at Heart, see the full educator lineup, and to grab your seat, whether you choose to travel to North Carolina or bebop on over to your sofa, head straight to the show notes for this bonus episode, which can be found at aboutimepodcast.com/creative@heart. One more time, that's aboutimepodcast.com/creative@heart. I would love to see you there. That's it for today, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks for tuning in to this special bonus episode of It's About Time.
Thanks for listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Head over to www.abouttimepodcast.com to join the conversation. Check out the show notes and dive into bonus content so you can start living your best life today. Love this episode? Be sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.